listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
Wow, we're here. It's a Wednesday. It's our new schedule. We missed last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I missed last week because
of dying.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you. I totally forgot why I missed it. Yeah. Yeah, usually I never miss one, but I was coughing up a lung. The coughing kind of went down, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, a few notes. Join a Discord. Get our watch hours up on YouTube. Those two combined, we can become a YouTube partner because they lower the threshold for people like us. And that's pretty important. So that way we can ditch the lives of working and actually play video games for a watch.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's a dream.
I don't want to go to work anymore.
I'm tired of being at work and sad. I want to be home and sad, even though I'm already home and sad. But I want to get the work part, get that away. Other than that, have you been playing anything recently? Anything?
Diablo. Except I haven't played that since last Friday.
Yeah, and then I played it with you the Friday before that. It's pretty fun. Definitely. Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you play it solo ever?
I haven't started a solo character yet, but I'm probably going to. I have a necromancer and a sorcerer so far.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I'm support barbarian. I just want to play with, you know, my friends. Yeah. That's my dream anyway. Let's see. What have I been up to? Let's see here. I'm going to do a little bit of this. Oh, wait, you know what? I know what to do. Sorry, I'm doing live mixing with audio, so it's a good time here. That's already capped out, so I can't change that. So I'm going to raise you a little bit. There we go. Now you sound a little better. So everything's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, now you're too loud. All right, now, just kidding. If you're not loud enough, just let me know.
I didn't hear myself at all. It's not loud enough. Also, the Discord thing is like stuck on the screen now.
Because I changed the screen. All right, there's some technical difficulties. I'm gonna work on this real quick. If I do this, I hear you're saying
like a smidge louder.
you want a smidge louder? All right, let's raise you. Let's do this. You are at 121%, my friend.
Yeah, there we go. That should be good.
Perfect. Okay, now we can get into the real juicy
stuff.
All right.
Stuff happened.
Derek played Diablo. I've been horrendously addicted to Street Fighter VI. It has been a time. I've also been playing a lot more of Enter the Gungeon. I'm trying to finish it, or most of it, for a review.
I love that game. Oh, it's so good.
You didn't beat it, right? I thought you only played it with me.
No, I played it by myself.
Oh, really?
I mean, I played it with you, but
right.
Most of it I played by myself.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. How far did you get?
I never did any of the end stuff because I stopped playing before they like released all of that. But
So it's been a couple of years then.
Yeah, it's been a while since I touched it.
Okay, yeah. I need to unlock the characters. It's just, and then I'm like, why am I playing this when I could be playing Street Fighter? I guess we'll talk about it a little later, but season 4 of Halo Infinite's coming out on Tuesday and bring back Infection, and there's like some like a brute twist or something. I don't know. It looks crazy, and I really want to play with the boys. That's right.
Yeah, and the Final Fantasy 16 demo came out. It's downloading in the background as we speak, so I'm excited to play that.
How long's the demo?
Apparently it's like 2 hours or so. So,
And
should be good.
That's for the crazy one I saw on the trailer for, where it's like,
the new Final Fantasy. Okay, the giant kaiju battle.
Yeah, the kaiju battles. Okay, is the demo only on PlayStation?
Yeah, it's PlayStation exclusive.
I forgot to get water. Oh god, this is gonna be rough. You just remind
it's me. Okay. I didn't fill mine. Mine's very low. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is not going well. Whew. I'm trying to think of anything else I played. Oh, I've been trying to transfer stuff over from Pokemon Sword and Shield to Home, and it.
I gotta do that. I forgot about that.
The only thing that irks me is that, yeah, they added a Arceus, like, you know, compatibility with Scarlet Violet. But my problem is that they didn't add the way to evolve them into the new games. And it just irks me. I feel like that's technically putting Pokemon behind a paywall.
Oh, yeah. You know? It definitely is.
Right. It's first of all, Ursaluna is a menace. Like, he is, even though I'm not crazy about the design, Ursaluna is a monster in stats. Like, it's demolishing competitive right now. Because it has, insanely high HP, high attack, high defense. Like, they're all, 130 plus. And then his speed is 50, so he's super slow. But if you put him on Trick Room team, you got a giant black bear, you know, mauling your ass. So, you know.
We'll have to go back to the coachings. We'll get you through the new rank season.
I don't really use... I fundamentally hate using legendaries. I don't know what it is. I feel like it belittles competitive Pokemon. Or, right. I wanted them to give, so what they did with Sword and Shield, they waited until, the last DLC to drop for legendaries to be, implemented to the competitive scene. But this one, they're like, ah, screw it. Let's just do it now. And it hurts my soul.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's just, because, then everyone always has, four legendaries and maybe, one normal Pokemon. It's just kind of, I don't know. I like the idea of having a lot of not legendaries first, and then the very end use legendary, because by default they're going to be better.
Right.
Oh, you know what we didn't react to, and you wanted to react to it. The Naruto character trailer, you said it was a minute.
Oh,
long.
Yeah, don't forget that. I want to watch that.
Right. I'm gonna
send you a message to remember.
We do that. After. We gotta do that. Check our reactions. We're doing those now. Anything else? Any other updates?
We have we're going to a convention. Oh, that's another one too. Yeah. Convention Morristown Comic Con in New Jersey next weekend, the 24th, I believe, is the date for that Saturday. We'll be there, so stop by, take a picture with us.
Yeah. I will cry.
Tell us your favorite color. Yeah, I honestly would break down if someone.
And we're gonna. And then I would break down if.
Yeah, I would break down if they came over like, can I take a picture with you? Nah, just kidding, you suck, and then just walk away.
But yeah, break down in the wrong way. Just
we also have a Diablo series going up episodically, so check that out, because
every day time. And then Friday,
and then I gotta play more
Friday live stream. I'm not sure what our plan is, but we'll be playing.
I was thinking we play Gollum.
That's not a bad idea.
We do that this Friday and next Friday we have in-person live streams. Right. So I figured we'll just play something awful.
I thought it might have been fun if we played Amnesia Bunker, because we could make it scary.
Ooh, we could do that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I don't see anyone posting about it at all.
No, which is surprising. Everybody loves that series.
I also finally committed to buying a modder arm, so I'm gonna install that so I can have 3 to 4 modders instead of 2. So I can finally transform into the guy from Grandma's Boy.
Yes.
What are you doing?
I also now have Zach in the background right here.
Oh, cop cat. Yeah, took my idea.
Any words, Zach? Yeah, beautiful. Good screen. I don't think anybody heard him.
Yeah, it didn't pick up. Maybe a millisecond. I'm also... I don't think I didn't do an unboxing, but I did pre-order Diablo 4. I got the cool steel case, and I don't know. I'm not a huge Diablo fan, but this might be one of, if not the best steel case I've ever gotten. It's super clean. I just want... we like to talk to you guys.
On the shelf there.
On the shelf. Let's. What is on the shelf?
My Diablo steelbook. Wait, reorganizing the room.
I thought you returned it to Deluxe.
I got to keep my steelbook though.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That was, wow. What?
That's right. I played this system.
That's bullcrap. You know how hard I worked. The money I spent. What's some other future plans? Oh, what can do? What were you saying?
I was gonna say they felt bad I bought Gollum, so they let me keep it.
Okay, that's fair. That's actually fair. I'm trying my best not to buy fig pins because I've hit critical mass. You know, I kind of honestly, it's more sad than an update.
I'm reorganizing my office so it's not such a mess and I don't feel as depressed. It's making me more depressed cleaning, I guess, but maybe at the end of it, it'll be better.
Other than that, I think I'm still conflicted on buying the Blue Eyes U2. That's like a point of contention right now.
I ordered the Dark Magician Girl because it's exclusive and I was afraid it was going to sell out. So
right,
but Blue Eyes I definitely want.
I hope they go with the Blue Eyes Ultimate. That'd be pretty.
Don't give them ideas.
If you're listening, sponsor us, please. We will gladly do it.
You liked our tweet of the Cult of the Lamb ones I got. Come on. I want all of these U2s, but I don't want to spend the money.
Right. Yeah. So I guess that's. Oh, last point. Last thing I want to mention. There's a game I mentioned to you, Derek. It's called Bread and Fred. I definitely want to play that. Also, yes. Another idea for Friday. I don't know. We'll figure something out. It just like released. It's like two penguins stuck to a rope and you got to climb. And it's just pure shenanigans. Think it's like what was that super hard climbing game where you're in a pot getting over it?
Getting over it with Benefati. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like getting over it, but instead of one pot, it's two pots and you're adorable penguins.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I think that's a fair way to describe it. So other than that, let's get into some news. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Perfect. Okay. Let's see here. Perfect. All right. Now that worked. I had to talk about this, even though it's kind of last week's news, but it happened on a recording day and I didn't get to talk about it. But anytime I can dunk on Twitch, I will take it. Twitch is self-destructing. They literally, I was going to mention this for a thumbnail, like 20 minutes ago, but, and I love our thumbnail already, so don't change it. I was thinking of like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Self-destruct button card, and it's just Twitch instead. But like, they're making these whack-ass moves that no one understands, and then they had to walk it all back. Basically, so what happened was, they came out with these guidelines, where it's like, you can only have a 3% logo ad in your stream, which apparently is 332 pixels by 187 pixels. Clarification. I'm trying to find the. Okay, here we go. Burn-in video ads are not allowed. I'm not Derek. Do you know what burn-in means for videos? I do. I'm just curious about you. Okay, So basically, a burn-in video ad is literally like it is pre-edited and into the stream. So rather than. So, for example, if during the stream I play a video while it's streaming, that's going to be burned into the stream itself versus like a pop-up that isn't saved to the stream, but it's just there isn't allowed that's allowed. But like it can't be innately in the video in the stream itself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like it's no burn in display ads, no burn, no, basically you can't burn in anything. You can't, they didn't want you to have any way to advertise anything else on Twitch, more or less.
Right.
And then after everyone like just exploded on them, like, what are you talking about? You cut the revenue to 50-50 and now we can't even like really do sponsored ads. Granted, most streamers, like, the way to do sponsorships is through playing a game, like a sponsored game, and they get paid for it. So that's different. But, like, you know, some players will have, like, on the bottom, like, have a bar. It's like, use code X for this game. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do it based on their new rules. Based on their new rules.
Right.
So then now Twitch is like, no, never mind. We can't. I love, where's the quote? I gotta find it again. Let's see. These guidelines are bad for you and bad for Twitch, and we are removing them immediately, the company said. If it was bad for you, bad for Twitch, then why did you have it in the first place?
What? That's so stupid. That means you literally just like you just put a bad taste in G Fuel's mouth, Uber True. Eats, what's the other guys? DoorDash, like all True. These big guys that sponsor these streamers now will want nothing to do with Twitch itself. So right.
Yeah, I mean, even after they walked it back, like why would you even risk it at this point? And no one looks at the panels, you know, like you know, right. No one actually. Like maybe for like 2 seconds, but if you're returning, you never scroll down to the panel where some right. people play the ads. And it's just people are seriously considering just leaving. Actually, I've seen people just leave Twitch altogether. I kind of feel bad for streamers right now, purely in the sense of like being on the platform primarily. Like when I decided, I think it was before or maybe around the time you came along, I don't know if I want to stay on Twitch because they just suck. I just always thought they sucked. But I'm right. And YouTube Live also sucks in its own way, even though, and we'll talk about it in a second. But it's always better to like diversify your content, you know, so that way you're getting different revenues. And when you can't do sponsorships, like that's where everyone makes their money through sponsorships. So why would you attack that?
Right. Right.
You know? Like Twitch is like, oh, you know what? We need more money. What if we just don't allow them to do sponsors through them and have them go through us so we get a cut? That's basically what's happening.
That's insane. Twitch has so much money. It's owned by Amazon.
Amazon has the money though. Apparently, yeah. From what I'm reading, like not in this article, but apparently Twitch itself is like burning money, which I don't understand.
I don't get that.
I was looking into it. If I do it again, Twitch losing money. Somehow I'm not saying it's not profiting, but apparently it's in like crisis mode, which I don't understand because if that's the case, why are you paying insane money to like big partner streamers to back up for a second. They still left in the fact that you can't multi-stream. So they added that as well. So right. Which is really bad for like Ninja specifically. he went on he won the record. He's just like, this actually affects me. Like I don't make money on Twitch because I'm not partnered anymore and I just multi-stream everyone, just go purely through donations, which is a very interesting way to go about it. And now he's like, I don't even know if I can stream the Twitch anymore because it's literally Twitch or everyone else. Because he does it right. everywhere at the same time, which his internet must be like.
I was going to say, he has to have the craziest PC I have ever seen to be able to handle that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, honestly, he might have multiple PCs. I was thinking about it. And it's like, you want kind of close to, I think it's like 8,000 to 10,000 for like HD. But if you're streaming that to everywhere, actually, maybe behind the streams, he has like a deal with like Restream, because that's like their business model, literally, you know, multi-streaming. So maybe he right. like has, maybe he's like dating the CEO. that's the only way to make this happen. It's like Twitch, it was all going to be Twitch, Kick, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah,
sure. Also, why Instagram and Twitter make it so god dang hard to stream on their platforms. I really don't get it. It's just it pisses me off. Anyway, with Twitch though, it's impressive that they're walking it back, purely because usually corporations take like a week or so, but I think it was only a day. It was like, yeah, you know what? This is bad for Twitch. Never mind.
Yeah, JK. They got so much backlash, like, instantly from it. Like, everybody was freaking out about it.
And also, 3% is so obscure. How do, like, someone like, made the actual pixel. Like, they didn't. They just said 3%. But someone put out that 332 pixels by 187. But if you didn't know that, how do you eyeball 3%?
Right? I see, that seems like way too big for me. Like, I feel like 3% would be like even smaller than that.
It's crazy. 3% now. That's it. First of all, what if you got like banned on Twitch? Like, yeah, your logo is 4% of the screen. No, man.
Dude, that's what they would do, I assume.
I wouldn't be personally, I wouldn't be surprised, but you know, it's Twitch. Like, I don't know what the problem is exactly in the corporate level. Like, I don't know how they're losing this money. If there are people streaming all the time, they get, it's now purely 50-50 for affiliates and partners. So like, how many subscribers does Pokimane have? Pokimane,
I'm gonna assume like 2 or 3 million.
That's what I was gonna ballpark. Sub count and statistics. Current, she's down by 473 right now. Rank was in, wait, what? Her rank was in 483. Her active subs is 30,000. Oh, I assume, wow, we were way off on that one.
What?
Wait, what am I? I'm so confused. Am I looking at the wrong?
It was a lot bigger. Hold on, let's just twitch.tv. We'll go to the source.
Twitch.
Does she not stream on Twitch anymore? Maybe.
I thought she like was cut back a little bit, but not like.
She has 9.3 million followers.
Oh, followers. Okay.
Whatever that. I don't know how many subs though.
It says current sub count for June 2023 is 2,789.
That's maybe deep. Did she leave?
No.
Did Pokimane leave Twitch?
On Twitch.
As officially leaves offline TV, the content creation group.
Okay, so someone by the name of Iron Mouse has the highest with 78,000 monthly active subscribers as of June 2023. And apparently that earning is 197,000, but let's round it up to 200,000.
Right.
But like, I'm like, so like in the top 15, let's see, she's not in the top 15. Oh, Shroud, Kai Camp, Fexture, Iron Mouse, Gift Upgrade, Prime. Wow, even breaks down by Prime and Tears, huh? Anyway, new subs earning, but like, so I can't calculate off the top of my head, but it looks like it's going to be close to $1 million a month between like dollars between right. between the top 15. Subscribers, right. So like, and let's see, and that's, well, I'm not sure if this earning is how much they're getting or how much total, because if it's total, it'd have to be, you know, that means it's that exact number is going to Twitch as well, and so the top 15 people right. would be getting and so like Twitch itself is already getting $1 million from these, you know, 15 streamers,
right? And they're already making money from them,
right? I'm just like, really? I guess the question is, how much is Twitch's operating cost?
It can't be that much, right? It's literally a server-based thing. There's no brick and mortar other than the HQ.
Hold on. See, like, now I'm finding this website that says all-time most subscribed streamer on Twitch. XCC at number 10 with 102,000 subscribers. Active subscribers. It dropped off to about, dropped off to around 100, to 70,000 since then. All right. Whatever. Gaul is at 102,000. Rambu Live, 116,000. Ebi, 121. Critical Role, doesn't say for some reason. 159,000. Iron Mouse, 171. Ninja, when he was around, 269,000. Ludwig, 283,000 subscribers. Kai was crowned on end of February with 300,000 subscribers. And that's, so times that by 5 and divide that by 2 would be 7.5.
Yeah.
So $7.5 million is going to Twitch just from Kai alone. Like,
right.
So I don't know. I must be missing something here. Like, I'm not sure how many people actually work at Twitch, because I feel like they offer zero help whatsoever. But
right.
Even if you have the CEO and you have some people helping, I guess it's just 99% just server costs. Twitch server costs.
That's what I'm going to assume. It's Twitch and then like customer service for like reviews of right. like copyright strikes and stuff, right?
It says here that well, from September 9th, it says, by simple calculations, we can assume Twitch may spend around $4 million to $6 million every month for data traffic. And $771,000 on top of that for servers itself. I mean,
like, too much.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot, because, like, you got to think about all the little streamers that are streaming to no one.
Right.
You're still putting up with that bandwidth. But even so, like, if I round that to, let's just say, $8 million in operating costs purely for, like, the technical side, Kai alone basically covered that, you know?
Right, right. They're getting money. I don't know what they're doing with the rest of it, though.
Well, Derek, you're the business major. Please walk me through. What is Twitch doing? What is it doing wrong?
They're digging a hole, right? And then they're going to jump in the hole and then bury themselves.
Oh, and yeah, that makes sense.
Proceed to die.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Now I can totally see that. Anyway. And now YouTube responded with this. There's no way this is a... what's the word I'm looking for? Come on, think there, think. Coincidence. There we go. No, coincidence. That they lowered the YouTube partnership program credentials by a crap ton today, I think? Or it might have been yesterday, I think?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday you sent it to me.
Lower requirements. Yeah, so basically, before it was... What was it? Well, this is it different from being monetized itself? Just to clarify. So basically...
This is so you can basically get, like, Twitch subs on YouTube.
Yeah, you get memberships, you can get custom emotes. From my... What I thought before, which I'm still believing I was right, where you had to have 30,000 subscribers to get custom emotes and stuff, versus being monetized itself was 1,000 subscribers plus 4,000 hours of watch time in the past year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's 500 subscribers and 3,000 watch hours, which everyone should you know, watch our stuff because we already hit the 500 subscribers. You know, let's get some watch hours. Let's see. Hold on a second. We're expanding to blah, 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 blah. Follow YouTube monetization. Get 1,000. Oh, you know what? Unless they just can change it again and again, but no, this is just reflection of the 1,000 and 4,000. So ignore the 30,000 thing. That must have been old stuff. But yeah, basically it was 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 public watch hours. Now it's 500 subscribers and 3,000 public watch hours. Or if you're a YouTube Shorts god, it's, what was it, like 1 million now? Or no, 3 million short views.
3 million.
What? And originally it was 10 million. Derek, can you give me a live number as to what our shorts?
I just looked at it. It was like 380,000 or something like that. Yeah, 380,000.
And we need 3 million.
Huh. 3 million for that, and 10 million to be monetized. In 90 days.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, short, it has to be in 90 days for whatever stupid reason. Yeah. But either way, I mean, this is a really good thing because...
Right, because you could just hop to YouTube and start streaming.
Basically, that's where the watch hours comes in, which is why we got to... I mean, I'm going to just start trying streaming at least a little bit more after our podcast episodes and just pretend sleep doesn't exist. but still, yeah. But like... in the U.S. Said other monetization streams are also opening up to a wider group of creators. The shopping affiliate program, previously available by invitation only to select creators, is now available to the YouTube partnership program participants in the U.S. with at least 20,000 subscribers. Let's see. Earlier this month, the company announced that the video would paywall fees. Here's other platforms like TikTok have also lowered the bar for having access to creator monetization features. Earlier this month, the company announced that its video paywall feature series would be available to creators with more than 10,000 followers, but that users with 1,000 followers who met other requirements could also apply to participate in the program. Well, either way, basically, other companies are jumping in at the fact that Twitch is, like, dying.
Right.
If Twitch actually dies, Oh, you know what? And also, we're not even talking about Kick, where it's like they announced that at some point soon they're going to implement like pay by the hour streaming, which is new, where it's $16 an hour per stream, which is which is kind of insane. I don't know how long that can possibly last, though.
No, they're going to run out. They're going to be like Twitch. They're going to run out of money and start like suffocating themselves, basically.
Like, so yeah, really, though, I mean, I love the idea and I wanted to get on top of it, which I totally forgot to set it up for this particular podcast. But if they can manage to make it work, then that'd be amazing. But I guess it depends on their, like, the threshold, you know. There's no way they're going to allow like someone with like five viewers to be paid $16 an hour. I'm gonna assume like 200 maybe,
right?
Like how else? You can't have a low number, or can you?
I don't know. I mean, Kick gets away with a lot of things. So
true. There was that fellatio scandal where some guy like. Like just standing there, you just saw a head bobbing. It's like, Kick is like the Wild West. But I still want to see competition because I think Twitch just like actively screws everyone over all the time.
Oh yeah.
So you know, it's like, I just wish that YouTube. I wish YouTube Live was better. I wish that we could have emotes at the start, or if I get the viral threshold, subscriber threshold is fine. Sub alerts, like when you're live streaming, I should be able to get alerted when someone's subscribing from the subscribe button when clicked during the live stream. I don't know why that's like impossible for them to implement.
Oh yeah.
You know, like just implement it, please. That's all we need.
Then none of the plugins work for it. So it's just
Right. Stupid. None of the plugins work for it because for some reason it like kind of auto generates a streaming key every time. And it's just so stupid. It just annoys the hell out of me. Like, I don't know. Well, I can go on about it. With Twitch, though, it kind of makes me happy, though, that even though there's been sometimes like, hey, should we stream on Twitch? And you're like, nah, we shouldn't. I'm like, okay. Thanks for that reassurance. And now it all works out because Twitch might be dead.
Yeah.
Like, do you think they're going to keep making bad moves, or do you think that, like, they finally learned the lesson?
I don't know. The problem with Twitch, right, is it's so hard to, like, just start on Twitch and then, like, get up there, because all they do is pander to the, like, top 10 streamers, because they're the ones that make the money. But then they make stupid decisions like this, that just, like, even then those big streamers are like, what are you doing? Like, you're screwing both of us in this situation. Like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to just keep making stupid decisions. Whoever's in charge needs to be fired. Like, now.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just morons. Whoever's running Twitch is absolutely idiotic.
But it's funny because apparently in March, Mike Minton, chief monetization officer, said to The Verge, at the end of the day, we are committed to increasing the amount of money a streamer earns. Like, even the but we're gonna remove sponsorships, we're gonna remove basically any way for you to earn money, unless it's through us. So, yeah, you know, I think that's a great way to, you know, earn money through Twitch.
Yeah,
her ads are like
makes sense to me.
New rules, such as, you know, what they really should do is before any public change like this, they should have like a meeting with like the top, I don't know, 5 or 10. Creators, or you know who they pander to, and be like, hey, what do you guys think of this? And like have them sign a non-disclosure and be like, okay, this is actually stupid. You know,
yeah,
like I have to imagine the top 10 at least have some common sense.
YouTube tried to do that with the YouTube Heroes program. Like, it was literally like PewDiePie, forget who else at the time. It was like the biggest YouTubers would talk in meetings with YouTube, like at the corporate office, and they would tell them like, no, this is stupid. Don't do this. Do this instead. And it like worked out super well for a long time until I forget whether they got rid of it. It was some stupid reason, but
Yeah, I totally forgot about that until you brought it up. Let's see, what did YouTube Hero? Player group of individual participatory voluntarily and help YouTube. Oh, I think it was because a lot of people who weren't like huge on YouTube would just like join in and not actually contribute. I want to say that was the issue.
Probably, but
I could be. Right. getting involved with YouTube contributors, answering thousands of questions, help form interacting with other YouTube music members, producing music, blah blah blah. Yeah, I don't know. I like I feel like it's really not that difficult to ask like the top 1% of your, I don't know, channel.
Right. You know, like, hey, what do you want to see changed? Right.
It's like, obviously, yes, they're not going to say, you know what, I'd love to see a 50-50 split from 70-30. That makes total sense to me.
Right.
But like, I don't know how this got past anyone without them saying this is actually stupid.
I don't. I just think they don't care. I think they think it sounds good for like them. Right. And then they release it and they're like, oh, wait, we have to worry about these guys. Hold on.
Or maybe they just assume that like there won't be a big enough backlash to justify changing anything. And then when there is, like, ooh, no, sorry, no, no.
Bunch of morons.
Yeah, I hate Twitch. I thought about getting that tattooed on my butt. Just, I hate Twitch. You know, I think it'd be an inappropriate spot. What do you think? Yeah,
it's a good sponsorship, but it only has to be 3% of your butt, so.
I love it. I'm doing it right now. Okay, cool. I'm already hitting the threshold for dry mouth. More stupid news. Overwatch 2. Remember when they said they're not doing story missions? They had to cancel, and that was like 2 weeks ago? Well,
yeah.
They also pulled a haha JK like Twitch did, and it's going to cost
$15.
Dude, but tell me, is it worth it? Do
it,
I get
hold, it is no hold on I look Derek, first of all, don't doubt Overwatch and its amazing decisions. Okay, first of all, you get permanent access to invasion story missions. Permanent access. Okay. Not temporary. All right.
Nice.
You get
nice
1,000 Overwatch coins, which is equivalent to a premium battle pass of $10 value.
Ooh, okay.
A brand new Sojourn legendary skin, that's a $19 value.
I don't play her, but okay.
I think it's them. I think that's the I think so. Permanent access of Sojourn as a playable character.
Wow.
For new players, unlocks upon complete story mission challenges. let's see here. Let's see. Overwatch 2 invasion bundles tend to give the new and veteran players alike the opportunity to explore this brand new story arc while giving them additional coins to unlock the premium battle pass or buys cosmetic, blah blah. Oh, wait, but hold on. So that's the $15 version. Now there's the ultimate invasion bundle. So you get all
the ultimate edition. Yeah. They're taking after Ubisoft.
So you get all that premium stuff, which is about, I don't know, $35 value. Okay. Now you get the Null Sector Premium Battle Pass with 20 battle tier skips. That's a $30 value.
Wow.
An additional 1,000 Overwatch coins. So then you have
okay.
2,000 for two battle passes and two additional legendary skins for Cassidy and Kiriko, a $38 value.
I don't play Kiriko, and Cassidy's not my McCree, so I won't play him either.
Wow. So, again, you're the business guy.
We're buying the $40 one, is what you're telling me.
I'm holding out for an $80 one. You're right.
The how gold could I ultimate. Be so stupid?
Yeah,
settle gold for ultimate. So little.
Yeah. The gold ultimate. Okay, but jokes aside, this is unbelievable. The fact that they canceled it, and then now you get $15 permanent access. Just to clarify, we don't know how many story missions they're actually going to come out with. So there's actually three though. Like that they're coming in bundled. And what I don't know is like, what if they're like, okay, you know what? We don't want to make invasion story missions anymore, but you have permanent access to those three. You know, it's that like,
just sounds useless. The amount of times I'm going to play those story missions is zero.
It's unbelievable they're charging for it. That's like,
it's a free-to-play game.
Right. You know? Isn't that the whole point? the, right. to not purchase, like, the whole compromise is to give us all the modes, but we buy the microtransaction skins.
Right. Like, exactly.
So, I will give them this. For anybody actually playing the game still, which congratulations to all eight of you. if you're going to buy the battle pass for $10, I guess it's fine to pay the $5 more if you play Sojourn to get like that skin. And then you're like, oh, cool, I get the invasion missions whenever. But other than that, no, I see no point.
You know what? I completely agree with you. In fact, I would actually just argue if you just plan on getting a battle pass, it makes more sense to get this because then right. it's $5 more, but you get these invasion story missions, which I'd like to mention. The fact that this is permanent access, I assume that means is that these invasion missions are going to be timed events, but once they're over, those with the permanent pass can just play them, can replay them. That's my guess.
Right, right.
But you're right. Like, you get this, you get a legendary skin for Sojourn, whatever, and if you don't own them, you get them as a playable person, which really, it's like, this is a good value for anyone who's like playing the game for the first time, I guess, and was going to get a battle pass. Just I guess go right. for this once. I didn't even think about that angle until you mentioned it, but maybe that's why.
Like, cause you also have to pay to unlock the characters now, right? Wasn't that the thing too with the new game?
It's part of the battle passes.
Oh, okay.
Right. So, because you are getting a battle pass after that. That has to be their only way they like wanted to. What's the word? It's the only way they really could have made this acceptable. They were just like, you know what? Right. Why don't we just add a bundle so now people can play these missions whenever they want and they still get the battle pass? I would argue still, though, that I think what they should have done was made it a 15, like 1500 coins. So at least you get like a little bit extra if there's like, depending on how much, you know, things cost.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
The ultimate version though? No, that's an absolute, like, that's a waste.
There's no value there. Just play the game. If don't buy the battle pass skips, they're not worth it ever. Coins, but just, I don't know.
Wait, so you're not getting me Overwatch coins for my birthday?
Well, no, I'm getting you the $100 bundle.
Yes, just for coins. You're a great yes. friend.
I got you.
Thank you, thank you. Sorry, I had the cough. What was I gonna say about this? Oh yeah, is this stupid? It's ridiculous. For the ultimate though, I'm gonna get the. Actually, I might be overanalyzing this, but overanalyzing. I know Sojourn is apparently like overpowered, and like everyone like plays them. So that's probably why they added the legendary skin. And then in the ultimate, I'm not sure how popular Kiriko and Cassidy are right now, but like there has to be some intrinsic value to skins that are locked only behind a paywall, not by like a story, not by
store rotation. Currency. Yeah.
Right. Right. Like the fact that you could only get them through this would technically add their value, you know, to an account if you could sell it later.
Right.
Or, you know, it's like, maybe if you're a Cassie main, you're like, oh, I want, actually, hold on. Let's, I can't share the screen because of what we're doing right now, but legendary Cassidy skin watch, ultimate bundle, ultimate what? Nemesis bundle? Is that what it's called?
Invasion bundle.
Invasion bundle. I just want to see if it's, watch kit. All new co-op event, turning up the competition with Flashpoint. Let's see. Oh, damn. I can't find the skin. Unless it's not out yet. Unless they only, did they only announce it and not?
It doesn't look like it yet.
Overwatch Ultimate Invasion Bundle.
Yeah, everyone just has it listed. It doesn't show like the pictures gotcha. Or anything.
Wait, hold on a second. Is it? Let's see. Season 5 premium battle pass. I mean, I see skins. Battle pass 20. Yeah, they don't actually show the skin, but don't worry, the bundle's there. You just can't like. How can they? What? Is there really no way to show What's
No. It's a surprise. You don't even get to see the skins. That's part of the surprise.
Let's see here. Does it have it here? No. I can't. If you buy this, man, this is actually pissing me off. And you like it, they don't actually tell you what you're getting in terms of the skin itself. Then what are you doing? Why would you buy something like that?
It's like a loot crate, except you're just instantly disappointed.
It's almost impressive that they went from loot crates, which like no one liked loot crates, right?
Right.
To this, which now everyone hates even more, even though it's a battle pass.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't worry.
Like, ruin the battle pass formula that everyone else does perfectly fine.
Hey, but don't worry. June 20th, 27th, and July 4th, and June 21st and July 21st, you can get free skins. You get the Sprinter Tracer, the Valkyrie Wings Weapon Charm, Sprinkle Mai, where she's like a ice cream girl. I might have to get that because it's free. And Conductor Reinhardt. What?
Where do you get them for free?
Like
in the store there?
I think so. Hold on. Where is it? Once Twitch drops, that streams is claim. Yeah, claim free in shop.
Oh, okay.
So basically on the 20th and the 27th, July 4th, June 21st and July 21st is free. Oh, so well, June 21st, you get 5 free tier skips. So definitely look out for that.
Heck yeah.
Derek, as someone who actually did love Overwatch 1, how does this make you feel?
I'm glad I didn't get sucked in again for the second one.
Fair.
That's all I can say.
That's fair. This is just sad. I mean, I think the gameplay is probably still fun though, right? Like,
I mean, it's still just Overwatch.
Right. They just
made
it worse.
Yeah, just business-wise, it's stupid to have made a whole new game for the single-player experience and then delay the single-player experience and then charge for it when you could have just put that as an expansion for the first game. But okay, that works too.
Let's see. And also the description for this is Overwatch 2 Invasion. You and your friends can take on 3 action-packed missions and take place in Rio de Janeiro, Toronto, and Gothenburg. Massive, massive, complex objective, in-depth storyline.
Gothenburg.
They'll guide you all the way. You'll fight side forces of Null Sector, who will attack until you completely dismantle them. Stay alert for the challenging enemies you've encountered before, such as the powerful artillery and the deadly stalkers. Derek?
Oh, okay. What did any of those words mean?
Big words means fun. That's what they're getting at. You want to have fun, you buy this.
Okay. Here's $40. Cash.
No, I got Pikmin 4 to play. That's
dude, that's common.
That's where my $60 are going. And then what's after that? Nothing?
Nothing until the end of the year.
Until Nintendo finally hits us with the
yeah. Wake up, there's a direct right now, get on. Lyle, wake up.
Oh, I'd like that. Yeah, so Overwatch also sucks. This sucks. Yeah. They're asking for money where it doesn't, maybe they should have made it $12. Maybe that would have been a little more reasonable, but everyone's mad, and I feel like they just can't do anything right. It's just impossible for them.
Nah, Blizzard sucks. Except for Diablo 4. You did good with that. Good job, kid. I'm proud of you. You didn't blow it.
Yeah, that's a totally different team, though.
Yeah, that team, keep going. Hey, we'll forget about Immortal. It's fine.
Is anyone still playing?
I check in every now and then. I mean, it's still just like a Diablo game on the phone, so it's like fun for that. But yeah, I mean, there's a point where you have to microtransaction to play. So,
Really?
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb.
it's not a good time. Okay, yeah. Well, just want to get that out of the way. All right. Whew, okay. This will probably be a short and sweet one, but Starfield's PC specs were finally announced after, or it might have been during the direct itself. It was a the weird part about this is that it requires an SSD. Remind me, Derek, did a Returnal require an SSD on PC? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I feel like it did.
I think it did.
I thought it didn't. It was just like it had a massive RAM at like.
Oh, that's what it was. Yep.
Right. So like, and I think there was another game that was recently announced. I don't remember what it was. Where it's
It's just recommended that you have an SSD.
For Returnal.
Returnal. Yeah. Returnal, yeah.
Yeah. So like this is interesting that it's now required to have an SSD. Normally games don't I can't think of another game that actually said SSD required.
I think this is the first one. And I also assume it's gonna just be because it's gigantic and a Bethesda game.
I guess, but at the same time, like,
because what is it? They said it's 100 times bigger than like Skyrim.
Oh, did they say
something?
That?
Yeah, some sort of ridiculous number. So,
Bigger is Starfield. Just like
20% bigger than Fallout 4 and Skyrim for the main campaign.
Yeah, this is campaign, not like.
No, I want map wise. I don't need a million. There's 1,000 planets, so I assume that's loading a ton.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. Is there gonna be load zones? Or do we?
I don't know.
Because I don't really have that much space on my SSD.
Article really didn't tell me how big it is. Yeah, I guess nobody really knows, I guess. But I assume it's a big game if there's like 1,000 planets in it and you're going to each one. So that means there's a bunch of like space you're flying through and the planets need to load every time. And
well, it's 130 you need 130 gigs.
Right.
So that's already huge. Right. Also, did you hear that? I personally don't believe this, but apparently, based on what, I think it was Spencer, the god of Xbox right now. Phil Spencer, yeah. He said that like this is gonna be the least buggiest game from Bethesda or ever.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. They're still using Morrowind code to make their games. All right, I don't believe that at all.
Yes, not.
And the fact that it's been in development for 25 years just confirms they're still using Morrowind code. Like, come on.
Yeah, it says Xbox promises Starfield will be the Bethesda's least buggy launch.
Yeah,
ever.
Okay. Sure.
I'm sorry. It was Matt Booty that said this, not who's like
the Booty
Xbox Game Studios boss. We have an awful lot of people internally playing Starfield, working with Todd Howard and the team. I see bug counts, and just by the numbers, if it shipped today, Starfield would already have the fewest bugs of any Bethesda game ever shipped. So.
I can't wait. I'm calling it now. Everybody watermark the whatever. Put a note here saying he was right. It's going to come out and be a disaster on PC. Watch this. Watch.
I could totally see that. So the fact that you have a bunch of people playing it internally. That doesn't compare to the millions of people who are going to play it when it releases. You know, like that's not a fair comparison.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Like,
this game only the recommended graphics card is a 2080. That's like, what was that? A couple years ago, right?
Wait, it's a 2080 for an RTX 20. Really? Wait, that
for recommended?
Oh, recommended. Okay.
And then minimum is a 1070 Ti.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's pretty
really low, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
Just means graphically, it's just not going to be. It's going to be Skyrim still.
It looked a lot better at the direct. It did look pretty glossy. It looked. They also brought back the annoying guy from Oblivion, the fan.
The fan?
Yeah, they brought him back because he's like.
Right.
Or the comparison is just there.
As the game. Yeah.
Right. I'm asking a blah, 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 same page. I'm trying to see here. See, isn't it awesome that in a Starfield Steam page, they just have a dude holding a gun, but it's like his hand is clipping through it instead of holding the foregrip? Nobody does it like Bethesda. Wait, what? Oh, I'm trying to find. I'm looking at a picture right now. What this guy's talking about. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to try and send this to you on our messaging platform. Hold on a second, right here. If you open the article and you scroll down a little bit, and there's a Twitter post by Fuse.
Right.
Click the picture. And if you click the picture, you can see the guy's left hand. His thumb is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No bugs in this game.
That's actually hilarious. That's... the fact that it's on the Steam... Like, officially on the Steam page. How did they not catch that?
Yeah.
But the good news is that, A, we get on Game Pass, so we don't have to actually purchase the game, but I got the deluxe upgrade, so we can play it early. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't know you committed. You were like, I don't want to get it. are we going to do it with Oblivion where I come over and we like, Skyrim, and I bring a TV and we just play all night?
Yes. Perfect.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. That was a good night. I think I saw the photo somewhere when we had the games. We were in GameStop.
I do too. I forget.
It's actually tattooed right here.
It's on my chest.
The Todd Howard noticed me. Oh, you know what? We didn't even mention that Todd Howard confirmed that Starfield's gonna be locked to 30 FPS on console. He said he wants to keep the experience as consistent as possible, even though the game can frequently hit higher frame rates.
Okay, I get it. Todd wouldn't do me wrong, so I believe him.
I don't like. I'm very I'm conflicted happy about it. Yeah, I'm very conflicted about it. But I think.
Well, it's run at 60. Or did they up it? Or yeah, did it run at 60? Or did it only run at 60 when they ported it to PS5 and Series X?
I don't even know if it did. Did it upgrade to 60? There's no way it ran at 60 on the originally. I don't believe.
Skyrim on 60 FPS on PS5. PS5 can now run perennially popular. Yeah, Skyrim at a smooth 60 frames per second. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, never mind. I lied, because that's because of a mod. So, exactly. Nope. Yeah, it was 30 FPS. Okay. That's fine, so, like, then, I guess. Todd loves me. He loves you.
This is what I don't like about this, is that why couldn't you at least just make it, like, 2K 60? I understand 4K. Like, maybe it was a massive issue with everything that's going on. You know, 4K takes a lot, but... You know, 2K 60, I feel like that's not impossible. But why? And also, but like, it, why is it capped at 30 on all settings? Like, why 1080p? Why is it 1080 at 30 on just high definition?
I don't know. I don't know why they can't just figure out a way to do both at the same time. Just do better.
I mean, we're not game designers by any stretch of the imagination, but I still, like, you've been working on this for 25 years. And you can't...
It's outdated software at this point. Like, right. It's been outdated since Oblivion, you know, but whatever. We're going to let that slide. I don't know.
I understand how it's, you know, how it could be 30 on the Xbox One. Like, I get that. But on, like, the Series S, which caps at 2K, like, I don't know. If he confirms that he can run higher, then let it run higher on performance mode at HD. I don't know why you have to cap it so hard.
Right.
It just pisses me off. Come on, Todd.
Do better, Todd.
I'm not sure if you watched it, but I mean, it's pretty insane though. Like, I'm pretty hyped for the game.
The Starfield thing. No, I'll have to check it out.
You know, once you get an hour of time, you know, just watch it. Like, their character creator is like stupid in depth. It's like pretty crazy. It's you want a pimple on your butt cheek, you got it. You can do anything.
Anything.
Although I hope I can make my character only have one eye and no teeth and a neck tattoo that just says I love you, Dad. That's my ideal character.
Yeah. I just want to recreate Todd Howard. And
oh, that's a great idea.
Right? He's my hero, so
I right. want to so, play him. Either so yeah, Starfield, like I'm excited about it. I just wish it wasn't they weren't like kneecapping it in terms of what it can be. And but this is a huge game. How big was Skyrim on release?
How big?
I think it was like 80.
Let's see here.
Or the PS5 release at least was like 80 gigs.
Yeah, but guess how big the 360 version was?
4 gigs.
You looked that up.
No, was I right?
3.8.
But... I am a Skyrim god.
Yeah, like that. It's gotta be massive, right? I'm kind of hoping this is just like a better Mass Effect, you know?
Yeah, honestly,
that's how I'm viewing, or like how I'm kind of trying to think.
I'm guessing it's like a mix of like Mass Effect with like Dead Space, kind of, because I assume they're gonna make like weird enemies like Fallout has that you're gonna fight, so it's gonna be like a little spoopy, maybe.
I didn't think about that. They better have like a lot of enemy variety. Oh, also, there's base building. If you like that.
No, I don't. It really? Ruined Fallout 4 for me. Yeah.
Oh,
I
hated that's fair.
I hated it.
Yeah, but this was less tower defense. I don't think it was tower defense for this one.
But as long as I don't get taken away from missions I'm in the middle of because I need to bring them water or whatever. That's all I care about.
Let's see. Fluid animation is certainly new. I'm just companions are back, right? Narrative lore, miscellaneous crap. We've got to survive a real-time global illumination based on the type of star that lights the planet. Yeah, so
pretty cool.
I kind of wish I kind of want like a No Man's Sky effect where it's like they generate planets in game.
That would be cool. Yeah.
Like, you don't, not every planet has to have some kind of like substance to it, but you could have planets that are just like, you know, like in No Man's Sky where it's just randomly created and you have like minerals and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh, and also there's like faith options. Obviously there's the skill tree. I don't know. I'm super excited for it. That's how I want to end it. And I hope, actually, I guess our plan, when does it release? September 21st, right?
Something like that.
December, I think, I want to say it's September 21st.
September 6th.
Oh, September 6th. Okay. Oh, September 6th. Okay. So, and then if that's the normal release date. So with the deluxe, it'd be 5 days before that. So it'd be the Thursday before. So I assume it'd be if it's a Thursday before. Oh, no, we didn't. No, we don't have to care about midnight. It's I'm taking off work that day. I'm going to be sick. I know it.
I have no PTO, so I cannot take off that day. But
I mean, you can. You just won't get paid.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Or, okay, just hear me out, okay? you bring your Series X to work. You just plug it in. You don't have to plug it into a monitor. Just have it powered. But then use remote play and play it on your phone.
Ooh, true, true, true.
Yeah, right. Derek, how's this going? Look, I'll find some aliens, okay? Can you just leave me alone, okay? excuse me. This is pretty rough without water. I'm not going to lie. This is straight up, I'm not having a good time with my throat. all right, last but not least, we just want to kind of talk about Summer Game Fest, or at least things were announced. I don't know where people are saying that this is like one of the greatest Summer Game Fest ever. Everyone's saying like perfect. Xbox One. I don't.
No, Xbox is absolute garbage until Xbox, next year.
Yeah, Xbox
next
One 2024.
Next year, you guys can rejoice. This year, you can cry in a corner.
I don't understand it. I really don't. Like, everything they announced with next year, and even then, it's like, okay. Like, and also there's like the civil war going on because people are like, oh, Fable 4 didn't show any new Fable didn't show any in-game footage, and everyone's like, oh no, it did. Everything you saw was in engine, and like from the game, like, okay, but you didn't see any like controllable sections. It was all like cutscene. So like, right. What are you talking about? Avowed was pretty cool though.
Avowed they announced 12 years ago. Did you realize that?
No, that wasn't 12 years ago, was it?
I think it was close to that.
Okay. But like,
it looks very cool. I'm actually really excited for that one.
I'm excited for it, but the fact that they literally say, I think it was I'm not sure if you read this, but they said in an interview later that it's going to be in the same like scope as Outer Worlds.
Yeah, they like apparently they used reused a lot of assets from Outer Worlds, and they it's going to be that gameplay, just not a shooter. It's basically Outer Worlds is their Fallout and this is their Skyrim as an equivalent.
Yeah, but I took that as like it's going to be the same like size. Like,
oh, probably.
And Outer Worlds was like short. It was not.
Yeah, like, well, it was like what, a 10-hour game, 12-hour game?
Yeah,
like
if that. And it felt pretty linear, even if it was an open world. So like, I don't know. I just
yeah, it was 12 hours long.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like Skyrim, I think you could beat it in 12 hours, but you never really wanted to.
Skyrim? No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean you would get lost fighting goats on the mountain for no reason.
Clockwork Revolution, that seemed pretty cool. It was like
That one was like actually exciting. Like I actually would play that.
It was like what's it called? BioShock, but not BioShock, and it was like futuristic retro steampunk. I don't know. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Fable, I didn't care about because they didn't show anything that was worth showing. Forza Motorsport, you have to be into Forza. Yeah. Flight Simulator 2024, I guess it's pretty cool, right? I mean,
it's cool for those people. I mean,
right.
I have no appeal, but.
Hellblade 2.
Whisper Simulator.
Yeah, Whisper.
Subscribe. Join the Discord.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'd still have to play the first one. I still get to see engaging combat. Cell at Midnight was just a freaking just a CGI trailer, which they said they weren't doing. Or, like, maybe that was in-game, but show combat, right? Or am I wrong? I don't remember.
No, it was that stupid one with the guy playing the guitar on the tree stump. Yeah, it was dumb.
There was some Starfield gameplay, even though they had a direct afterwards. Towerborn. I can't remember that at all. 33 Immortals sound pretty cool. It was a co-op.
That was actually cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like 33 players at once. Game Pass Day 1. It's basically like a 33 raid battle matchmaking game. Yeah. Pick up and raid matchmaking. That seemed pretty cool. Don't worry. Sometime in 2024.
Yeah, everything, spoiler alert, nothing's coming out this year except for Forza.
No, Skylines 2. Skylines 2. That's October 24th. That was a surprise, right?
Yeah, I don't think they announced that at all.
I don't care about Dungeon Hindenburg because I completely forgot about it. Just saw it, the climbing simulator.
Rock climbing simulator,
I don't know who greenlit this, but I mean, if you just want to climb rocks, be my guest. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, that's not exclusive. Pity 3. Yeah. Pity 3 being a day one Game Pass, that's actually pretty hype.
Pity 4 3 is also $40 retail.
Was Pity 2 60?
Yeah.
Huh. Why are they lowering the price?
I assume it's going to be more of a live service now.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Because they were like big on DLC, so
right, they basically had live service without calling it live service by just having DLC every month. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the fact that it's on Game Pass, pretty exciting. Don't care about Persona. Don't care about more Persona.
Yeah, Xbox stroked themselves for being buddies with the Persona guys for like 20 games.
They had a CGI trailer for Star Wars Outlaws, which they showed later at Ubisoft, where I personally like wasn't impressed. It just seemed like an open world shooter, you know, but it's Star Wars, so I assume it's going to be selling insanely well.
Yeah, I mean, they just put Star Wars on it just to sell it.
Right, right. Skill Wakes the Deep seemed like a horror game on an oil rig, but they didn't show the monster, which kind of annoyed me, but it was a cool setting. And they ended it with a matte, was it matte black? Oh, carbon black. Yeah. 1 terabyte Series S.
Yay.
Which, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Like,
cool.
For $350, you know, I mean, it's like cool color, a 1 terabyte SSD, which it should have had to begin with, for $50 extra. I feel like they should have thrown in like a game or something, or like maybe like you know, some kind of live service currency or something.
Right.
Yeah. So like, I'm glad it's a color and more memory. It doesn't really seem $50 worth. Oh, and they announced this is at the Starfield Direct. You didn't see it, but like, there's this really cool controller that's actually all their Starfield stuff sold out immediately. There's a
really cool. Yeah, they're really nice designs.
The triggers are see-through, which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm kind of surprised they didn't announce like an Elite Series 2 for this in this kind of like scheme. You think they'd want to sell that? Unless they're just done.
I don't market it at all anymore.
Right. And there's the headset, which I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool. Like, it's still like the pure white color scheme.
Right.
Let's see here. Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty. Oh, that was that on the Xbox? That was on Xbox.
Yeah,
it was apparently, from people who played it, it like fundamentally changes the entire game. Like, well, at least when it comes out, like, you don't have to get the expansion for it, but apparently there's going to be like an update with the expansion where it like reworks all the skill trees. There's just like a bunch of stuff they just redid. Apparently the people who played it at the convention or at Sirens Fest, they're like, this is what they promised the game would be.
Right.
Which, it, look, if I find it for like $10, maybe I'll pick it up.
I have no hope in this game. I don't know.
That's fair. Elder Scrolls Necrom, just, you know, the expansion pass, whatever. Fallout 76, you get, what's it called? Go to Atlantic City, apparently.
Yay.
Well, it has to be a new map, right? Which I don't think they've gotten.
I don't know.
Well, it's
like, I don't know what the other, like, expansions did for the game, so.
That's fair. Yeah, because it's the only location outside Alpaca, I don't know. Let's see here. Oh, and also you get the Ornithopter. I don't know. The friggin' helicopter, the dragonfly
thing. Yeah.
Woo. Overwatch 2 new hero starter pack for the you do get Game Pass Ultimate perks August 10th. You get basically all the six new heroes, legendary skins, and in-game cosmetics if you have Game Pass Ultimate. Sea of Thieves, they're getting a Monkey Island crossover in three parts for story campaign, which is kind of cool. Another reason to go back.
Yeah.
And that was really it for Xbox.
Capcom showed nothing.
So oh, yeah. That's the recap. Yeah, we also reacted to everything we just talked about. The video is somewhere. But yeah, Capcom literally announced nothing new other than Mega Man Dive, which isn't really that new.
Yeah, it's a mobile game. We don't care about that.
Right. And then
Ubisoft. Ubisoft was nice because they showed a lot of gameplay for every game, I guess. So I'll give it to them for that.
Right.
They started Just with Dance Avatar. 2024, what? Oh, right, Just Dance. But we didn't watch it because it was copyrighted. Right. the actual first game was Avatar, it looks like. That comes out in December. It looks okay, I guess.
I mean, yeah. Like, I need to know how you climb things. Yeah, you can fly and stuff, but... Oh, don't worry. I saw on, like, the Ultimate Edition that there's the season pass, so... You know, season pass. Yeah.
The Crew Motorfest is coming out. It's another new crew game in September. They showed Assassin's Creed Nexus VR. Looks absolutely awful. They like showed a bunch of promises in a CGI trailer that's not going to come to fruition.
True.
And then there was Codename Jade, which I was the mobile game, which is the Japanese setting Assassin's Creed game that everybody keeps asking for. And guess what? You get it as a mobile game. Congratulations.
Terrible. Just terrible.
They showed us Mirage gameplay, which was chef's kiss. It was beautiful. It was
It was amazing. I do want to point this out. They did add, I don't even know what the name of the mechanic called, but I just keep saying Splinter Cell mechanic, where it's like you lock onto three opponents and then you merc them. Right. And like, while it is really cool, the problem is there's no direct animation. So like you just teleport to the kill. And I just feel like that was like the laziest way out. But at the same time, it's like, because the kills were all like physical combat in terms of like just stabbing someone, maybe it was just too difficult for them to program something where it's like, how can we make it so the assassin always gets to a spot from the distance they're currently at, you know?
Right.
Because like in the trailer, he was on a rope and like the guy was a few distance away. Maybe if he jumped and then jumped again, he'd hit the target. So I don't know. I just like, I don't like it that they did that way, but I don't know. I can't provide a reasonable solution otherwise.
Right.
I just want to mention that.
Like we said before, they talked about Star Wars Outlaw and showed more gameplay. They talked about X Defiant, which is going to be like fully launching, I guess, in June. Or no, there's another beta in June and then fully launching later this summer. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, which...
Everyone downvoted.
Yeah, I guess nobody really cares about it. They want the remake more than anything.
Right.
This super cringy director came out and pitched this Captain Laserhawk, a Blood Dragon remix. It's a new Netflix show. I'm sure it's going to be cool because they showed a lot of like Easter eggs in the trailer about like Assassin's Creed and Far Cry and stuff like that. So... But, like, it was just, it was hard to sit through. The Division is getting a mobile game. Garbage.
Woo!
Skull and Bones is getting a closed beta. Yay.
No.
In August. So, you yes, know.
I one love day it.
The game will come out. Jet Set Radio is coming to Roller Champions. Haven't played it. Master Chief's going to Brawlhalla. Arbiter as well. Rider Republic, for you guys who play that, you're getting a skateboard add-on. And then Mario and Rabbids, they showed that Rayman is coming in the last DLC for that game. That was pretty much it from Ubisoft. It was okay.
I mean, it's probably better. I think it gave
a G, or right. Like a capital G. And Xbox was a lower G. So
Again, Mirage saved it. I'm so glad that it actually looks good and isn't gonna be a flop.
Yeah.
Oh, also with X Defiant, like they're adding factions and they're all from other games from Ubisoft, like Watch Dogs and stuff like that.
Really cool.
I mean, oh, and PlayStation Nintendo didn't attend.
Right.
Which,
or PlayStation did theirs last week.
Oh, right.
Like separate, but at the same time, this isn't like a thing, I guess. So It doesn't, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but isn't it kind of replace E3? Isn't that like the whole point?
No, this is just they happen to all do it at the same time. Because even if you look up like Summerfest, PlayStation is included in it. So,
huh. Well, I don't know. Apparently, everyone loved it. Early Xboxes, I don't see it, but
nah.
I don't know. We weren't like that amused, especially by Capcom.
Capcom was like a disappointment. I couldn't even tell you what was like the one thing Oh, they like showed a trailer for Dragon's Dogma 2, but nothing about it. Like no release date, nothing right. like that. That was like the big headline.
They announced that like a week before, or like a trailer yeah. was a, yeah, which did shock us. And that was at PlayStation's, right?
Yeah, that was at the PlayStation yeah. one.
Which they absolutely should have just saved that for their own presentation. That would have like
yeah
been a freak out moment.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't.
Right. I don't know. I feel like it all kind of like ultimately sucked, but
it was like all just like okay, except for Xbox.
Also, they didn't show Halo or Gears. I don't, which is
weird. Xbox fans are just delusional. You'll take whatever you get at this point.
Ouch, Derek.
Yeah,
you're mean.
You. It's fine. I'll be playing Final Fantasy 16 next week, so you know.
Is fun. That not on PlayStation on Xbox?
Nope.
Oh, that's rough.
Baby. And that's... you know what I'll be playing at the end of the year? Not Forza Motorsport. Spider-Man 2, baby. Woo!
Dude, I'm so conflicted on getting a PS5. I want so bad.
I mean, you guys get Starfield, so that's good.
You're getting it too. You have Game Pass. Oh,
that's right. No, wait, no. Not, I meant like PlayStation wise.
Oh. I'm gonna steal yours for like a week. You're just gonna have to accept that.
Dude, you just come over and we'll play Spider-Man together.
We can't beat it in that amount of time.
I don't know. The first one wasn't that long.
If you just played the campaign.
Oh yeah, well I'm gonna 100% it like I did the other two, but
right, exactly. So like yeah, well. Alright, well that's the show, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a fun one. We're back, better than ever. Only on Wednesdays now, but we'll be live streaming more video games on Fridays now because of it, so I think that's pretty cool. Don't forget to join Discord, raise 5 stars everywhere. Subscribe to YouTube, watch our videos so that we can get to YouTube partners. And our Twitter's kind of blown up because I comment on stuff now, and apparently that means a lot. And that's all I got. I got like 5 seconds left. Derek, say something.
Smell the grass.
Okay, you lost the time. You blew it. Okay.
Damn it.
How's it going, guys? Bye-bye.